Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Hey, everybody. Brian's curious always. He actually has a friend that is in Hong Kong that they're having a layover in Boston. And he said, Kelly, I know we have a show, but I have a couple hours to see my dearest friend. And would you mind? And I said, I got this one because this is going to be a fantastic one. Welcome, 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 everybody. It is Kelly from the Being Curious Show. And I am so excited to welcome these guests here with me today and promote an event that is coming up very, very quickly. We're actually taping and airing the show in the same week. So just it kind of shows how exciting it is and this important event. It is the power of, oh my gosh, you guys, I had everything organized and then I started to put the papers together. The Power of Grace, The Secret of Spiritual Living, October 20th through 22nd at the Minneapolis Convention Center. I am with two amazing members of the Akinkar community, and we are going to just kind of unfold and be curious and play today and just explore, talk about this event, talk about their adventures, and I'm just really, really excited. This might be another show where I say amazing and fantastic 10 times. Everybody note it and let me know right in on what you think of it, but this is going to be a great show. Okay, I have Heather and Jade here. And welcome. I'm going to just do that. I was going to the room is full of all of those who want to support us and that are curious. And I'm already just like, ooh, let's go. Okay. We have Heather and we have Jade. Who wants to go first?
Oh, I guess I'll go first. Hi.
Hey, everybody. Heather's going first.
I'm going first.
Please introduce yourself and a little bit about what brought you here and what are you curious about?
Oh, well, thank you. My name is Heather Dafari. I've been a student of Akinkar for almost 14 years now. I am new to Minnesota about 2 years.
Oh, my.
Yes. And I moved from California.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay.
For the weather, clearly.
Must have.
Absolutely.
And of course, it's rainy and kind of cruddy today.
It's cozy.
It is kind of cozy. You kind of want to get like a little bit of like soup and some tea and right?
Well, what brought me here? That's a big question.
We have time.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I want Jade to talk too. So I will just say something very small. Segment one is me. Well, I guess being a member of Akinkar brought me here with you today. And that journey started a long time ago. I guess I would say a lot of pain brought me to that path because I was a seeker. I studied all kinds of different paths. Felt like life was going pretty good, and then it just wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't stop going poorly. And it really ramped up my spiritual seeking. Like, why? Why? Where's this life I've been promised by the world? I'm getting the job, you know. That's not working out. You know, why is my life not working out the way I felt like it should? And when I found Akinkar, I really got the tools to live the life I wanted to live, but more so to know who I really am as soul.
That's fantastic. I'm going to ask you how you were introduced to Akinkar in a moment, but we're going to turn it over to Jade real quick. Okay. How was that?
Fabulous.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
Jade, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so talk to us about yourself, introduce yourself, and then what are you curious about?
Sure. So I'm Jade Ajibi. I also recently relocated to Minnesota from North Carolina.
You guys came from both coasts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. And we met in the middle.
And you met right in the middle.
Yes, yes. Also moved to start working at Akinkar full time. And I'm curious about how to thrive and survive spiritually in our times, you know, as a mom, as a full-time employee, how do I balance those things? How do I still honor who I am as soul and live as soul while all these other things are happening too within my life and within the world? So
that feels like $1 million question, right?
It is a million dollar question.
And everybody's going to have a different response.
That's right.
Exactly.
That was $1 million answer, really.
And yeah, that was great. We should record that. Oh, wait, we are. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So what is your role in the community?
So I work with social media and also creation. Heather and I work a lot together with copy and design, and we go back and forth and have lots of fun. So yeah, that's it.
Letting everybody know, we came into the studio, we shifted things around a little bit, we changed the energy around, and so it was really, really fun to watch us collaborate and get ready for our time together. So this has been fantastic. So you also work in social media as well?
I do a lot of global content creation.
Well, that's a big word.
Right?
Global it sounds very important.
I think so, right? I like it. I like it. So what goes on social media, I write the copy. Jade and I, like she was saying, we do a lot of collaboration. I also get to host the podcast, which I love. And I get to write some of the copy for that and speak with guests. So yeah, and all that goes global because Akinkar has members all over the world.
Yeah. So before we jump into the event, let's talk about the global community because it is a very vibrant, it is very lovely. And we're going to, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about my personal experience at the Golden Temple and just the warmth. Just the openness and the warmth and the love is what I felt. And I'm going to leave that. I know it's really good. No, I'm just kidding. But it's to go to a space that I didn't know anyone except Sue and really dial in and check in and come into the sanctuary and just have the experience I had was just amazing and a gift and really made me curious about the community. And something we shared, Heather, before we went live is, was it socially Christian? What did we tap into?
Oh, curious?
How we grew up.
Culturally Christian.
Culturally Christian. Mm-hmm. We both had that connection of being raised culturally Christian. Mm-hmm. And the biggest gift I think my parents gave me was a blank slate. Mm. I wasn't brought into X community, religious, when I was little. So I was able to kind of free flow through it. So when I walk into a place like the amazing Golden Temple, I went with pure curiosity rather than, well, I learned this when I was little, or I learned this when I was little, or oh, what's that? And having those pre-programmed thoughts, I went in with curiosity, and that was fantastic.
That's really beautiful.
I try.
Oh my goodness, you did amazing!
Yay, we did
Look
it!
Look at you.
Okay, so yes. How did you guys find the community? So we touched a little bit about the journey getting there, but what was that spark? What was that connection where you're like, I really want to lean in and get some more information on it and join?
That was immediate for me. So I guess my life was I was living in Los Angeles at the time in California, and things had just, like I said, they got so rough. And a friend of mine said, well, do you want to come to the Akinkar Center? And I had really never heard of it before. But, you know, sometimes you'll just try anything because you just need help. And I really needed help.
Right.
And I remember walking into that center. There's centers all over the country, all over the world, actually. And Sri Harold Klemp, the spiritual leader of Akinkar, was speaking on a video, and he was so funny. He was talking about a spiritual exercise, this 15 times spiritual exercise, where you write down what you want to be 15 times. And there's so many spiritual exercises, just one simple exercise. And the way he was speaking about it was just so down to earth, he just kind of made me giggle. I'm like, who is this guy? I had no idea who he was. And the feeling there was just, it was that click for me. And the mind was like, I see there's some spiritual masters here. I don't know about that. And people would say spiritual master. I'm like, I don't know about that. But the heart was just, it knew. And so I remember saying, how do I get more information? And somebody said, well, you can sign up for classes. I'm like, where? And so I signed up online. It was a donation only, so it worked for me. And I got my first discourse, and I haven't stopped. Mm-hmm. Annual discourses and classes, and I met people of just like souls that loved spirituality, loved God, and wanted to unfold more and answer these questions that I had. those questions got answered, and they're still being answered. I've never reached a ceiling where I'm like, okay, now I'm bored. And what's next? Now I'm more in awe every day.
And you look like you're a fast learner, and you can kind of pick things
up.
And you can kind of like, right?
I
can
just see
you.
I would like to think so.
Oh, you are. Don't worry.
Depends on the day.
Well, okay. Yeah. How about this? On an average day and better, I see you clicking. And
thank you.
That for you to be able to do that and then not hit that ceiling, it, I think, attests to the community and the teachings and the content and everything around it. So I think that's a really – you're a great ambassador for the community.
Thank you. It's a joy. It's a joy.
We're going to give you lots of content to play with today.
Fabulous.
So, Jade, talk to us about your introduction, your spark, and what made you really just jump in.
Yeah. So I actually got introduced to my husband through my husband, actually. We were dating at the time, and I was raised Catholic, I was like, oh, okay, you know, I love God. I love the devotion I see, but I always felt like something was missing. Really early in life, I had past life dreams. I think I was like 11 or 12, but I still had questions like, well, where does this come from? What is this? You know?
Well, wait, past life dreams at 11 or 12. How do you process that at 11 or 12? Being Catholic, right? So I'm just saying with the tools you had in the toolbox at 11 and 12, how do you wake up from that and go, okay.
You just kind of hold it in the bank.
Right.
You
That's
hold
what
it
you
in
do.
The bank.
And were you able to talk to anybody about it?
No.
Okay. Keep going.
And so, but I always kind of knew there was more. And fast forward, I'm in my early 20s. And this is one of the things that really propelled my spiritual awakening. My grandmother passed away. And that morning, before anyone called me, before, you know, I knew anything outwardly, I could feel her presence and I knew. And for me, that was like, okay, this is really real. I really need to do something with this. I need to find out what this is, what it means, you know, how it works. How can I be more aware of it? What does it mean for me?
So you have the dream at 11 or 12. Grandma passes when you're how old?
In my early 20s.
Early 20s. And then you're with dating your husband?
In my late 20s.
Okay, so... Yep. So there's nice a progression.
Nice progression.
Sorry, everyone. I wanted to do the timeline.
Yes, thank you. Yep. And so I tried different spiritual practices, different spiritual pathways, studied different religions, and I kept hitting a ceiling. And I was like, oh, okay, what is there that, you know, I can continue to unfold and grow and maintain this connection? For me, it was about maintaining this connection with who I am as soul and with the Creator. How can I maintain it and continue to go higher and higher? And so my husband and I were dating, and he tells me, well, I'm going to go visit my spiritual center. And I kind of lean over, your spiritual center. Huh? Right?
Okay.
And I was...
Because he didn't say my church, my synagogue, my lily pad. I'm going to my spiritual center. So he was very direct with what he said.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Was he kind of like testing how you'd respond?
No, I don't think
so. Oh, he just was like, this is what I'm going to do? Oh, great.
Right. But we also talked about spirituality a lot. So we had that comfort with each other. And so I was like, huh, can I go with you? And he said, yeah, sure. And I couldn't go that night, but I went to a Ek Light and Sound service, which is our form of a worship service, and it's mostly about stories. We sing Q, which is this ancient mantra and sacred sound, love song to God, and you just hear inspiring stories. So I went, and I listened, to these people singing Q, and I just felt at home. I knew I had found my home, like my spiritual home. And that was it. I signed up. Yep.
Wow.
I enrolled and became a student. Yep.
Beautiful. And are you and your husband were able to do this together as well? Like,
yes.
What a gift.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. He was already a student of Ekinkar before we met, but we're doing it together now, and we have three children. It's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You know, I told you guys pre-show I wasn't going to ask you a big one right when we were right before. Okay. So let's just, like, because I do have a big, like, I have a big bubble over my head that I just, but we're going to wait for the next segment. The Power of Grace, A Secret to Spiritual Living, October 20th through 22nd in Minneapolis. Now, it's at the Convention Center, but the Golden Temple is also open for people to come and explore and to participate. And so tell us a little bit more about what's going on at the Golden Temple during this time.
Mm-hmm. So during this time at the temple, we'll have roundtables there as well. We'll also have a New Year's celebration on Thursday in the afternoon. And you can come to that. You can enjoy it. The temple is also open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's more of when it's a little more relaxed. You know, it'll be full of people, but you can spend time in the sanctuary, in the chapel, where I believe you were with all the Ekmasters.
Yeah,
or spiritual guides. Yep, you can spend time in there. Just, you can travel the trails, walk the trails. You just make it your own experience. And that's one of the things I love about this path as a whole. It is your experience. No one is telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that. It is yours.
That's beautiful. And just to let people know, and we're going to wrap up with this, the Golden Temple is off in Chanhassen on Highway 5, right across the street from Paisley Park. And we don't think that's a coincidence. We're going to wrap up segment one, go into segment two. I'm here with Jade. I'm here with Heather. We're talking about The Power of Grace, A Secret to Spiritual Living, October 20th through 22nd in Minneapolis. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to dive into the world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. We're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing our gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand our journey toward higher consciousness. Our website, edgemagazine.net, receives over 13,000 views each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with the Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and the community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with our diverse community, join our vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere at edgemagazine.net. See you there. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey that leads you to your heart's deepest knowing? Soul Tunings is the key to unlocking your inner wisdom, empowering you to awaken to your soul's purpose. In this powerful series of three remote sessions, you will learn to drop into your heart's knowing and uncover the blueprint of who you truly are. Embrace your uniqueness and find your voice separate from fear and doubt, and tune into your inner wisdom regardless of life's challenges. Prepare for greater creativity, freedom, and joy in your life. Licensed professional clinical counselor and founder Emily Fossum is your guide to uncovering your inner wisdom and embracing your uniqueness. Your voice is your power. Through Soul Tunings, you'll discover the art of designing your life and becoming attuned to your authentic self. Embrace your uniqueness and let it shine as your greatest gift to the world. Discover more at soultunings.com. That's SOULTUNINGS.com.
Hey, are you tired of living by other people's rules and expectations? Tune in to Navigating Life's Crossroads, Pathways to Freedom with Leslie Wegleitner. Discover a personal journey of self like no other. Let go of the constant mind chatter and explore how your body can lead you to the life you truly desire. Leslie will show you how to embrace your unique design and confidently navigate daily life, unleashing the joy within you. Don't miss this empowering journey. Join us and start living life on your terms today at LeslieWegleitner.com.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality mushroom products like gummies, tinctures, supplements, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selections at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with mushrooms.
Hello, everybody. We're back. It's Kelly. Brian's here, there, and everywhere. He's somewhere in Boston. Sending love to him. So I have in studio, and I'm really loving the in studio, just kind of like the intimacy. So it's a really fun one. I have Heather and Jade from Ekinkar. And before our break, we touched a little bit on the Golden Temple and Paisley Park. And you guys, it is seriously across the street, and I personally don't feel, maybe I'm the only one, there's not a coincidence that those two amazing and powerful and very special properties. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, there's not just a building, there's the trails, there's the land, here, there, and everywhere. Ooh, we're going to go like that. And in both spaces, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, Jade, when we were preparing for the show, we talked about you being just a little bit of a Prince fan.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Talk to us about that and the mastery and just your connection. Not only just the serendipity of the two being across the street from each other.
Yes. So, funny enough, I didn't even know that Paisley Park was across the street until I got here. And when I got here, I was like, oh my gosh. I called up one of my girlfriends from college. Both of us enjoy Prince. And I called her and I was like, I work across the street from Paisley Park. Can you believe it? And so immediately we start planning, you know, her coming to visit and us going. And so I think last month she came up, we visited each other, and we went to Paisley Park. And I also showed her the temple and everything, but being in.
That was really funny. We went to Paisley Park. I showed her the temple and everything.
I did.
And but that, we really went, we went to Paisley Park.
Yes. And it, both experiences happened on the same day.
Oh, wow. That's a big one.
It was really powerful for both of us. For me, it was really affirming. She is one of my closest friends, and she was like, this is so you when we were at the temple. I get what this is for you. I get it. Like, so hearing that from her was really powerful. And then it was like we treated each other, you know, she treating me at the temple like, this is amazing. I'm so proud of you. And then at Paisley Park, both of us are in there and just seeing the mastery that Prince had and embodied and the excellence that he embodied, but also the humility. Like, as I was there, I saw, you know, his shoes and his craft and one of the pianos and all of these different things.
His essence is everywhere in that building.
Yes, yes. And so in feeling that, there's this high level of mastery and excellence, but this huge, enormous amount of love and humility. And so for me, I was like, there's no, you can't make this stuff up.
You can't.
You can't. And one of the things that's most important about Ekankar for me is self-mastery. And before I found this path, I was like, okay, I want to master who I am in this life. I want to embody who I am in as soul in this life. And Prince is such a beautiful example of that. Whether he's a member of Ekankar or not matters not.
No.
But he's embodying, you know, who he is as soul. And he's expressing God through that. Like, whoo, just, it was amazing. It was a really powerful experience for me and her.
Favorite Prince, either song or album?
Ooh.
We didn't prep this. Heather, you're next.
I don't know if Adore.
Oh, Adore. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll tell you mine. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
That's
okay. Okay, Heather.
I do love Diamonds and Pearls.
Diamonds and Pearls is a great, right?
Used to sing it on the way to high school, blaring out the windows. Just love it.
Yeah. Okay, so I have two different ones. Sexy, I can't say it on the air. It's not just, and he wouldn't perform it after, I think, like the 90s. It's naughty. It's jazzy. It's like, you just want to like, I get the essence. I get the, like, it just makes you want to just like, even if you're having a bad day, you listen to that song and it doesn't matter the words. You could just like mute the words and just listen to the music. And it's just yummy. But Rainbow Children, I feel like I just hit play. Like, and I was just interviewed for a podcast out of Canada, and she asked me what my favorite album was, and I was like, Rainbow Children, just hit play. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Mm-hmm. It's like coming home. And he just the way he weaves and just the way he just creates and expresses is just a great album. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prince.
Yep.
We miss you. Like, on that. So let's... Shifting gears from excellence, because you teed that up beautifully, Jade. Talk to us about the Ekankar community. Like, I realized I probably should have started the show with that, but I really didn't want to. And we're going to kind of like ease into it. So if you were going to just someone pop into the street and you bump into them and you go, what do you do? How do you do? Or you get to that intimate level of that. How would you describe the Ekankar community? And it's a global community, everybody. It's not just here locally, but there are beautiful souls from all over the world, here, there, and everywhere, that are a part of this beautiful community.
Well, you know, exactly what you said. They come from all walks of life, just like I have a background in Christianity and also the study of other religions. But it's not just about the religions, different mm-hmm. cultures. I'm really proud of that about Ekinkar. I feel really great that diversity is there and the different experiences. But there's one common thread, and I would say that everybody is there for their love of God and their commitment to spiritual unfoldment. And that's what makes it so awesome when everybody gets together, because we want to talk about the same things. We want to talk about our spiritual experiences. We want to talk about how to be better in this world, you know, be better channels of love in this world, or just be a better mom. Like, mm-hmm. how can I be more patient? I think this is our daily discussion with Jade. Yeah.
Yes.
How can I be more patient? Oh, please help me, you know.
My son just got his driver's license this week.
Congratulations.
We're on day 3 of sharing a car.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How's that going?
Yesterday I was on a Zoom call and I watched my car back down the driveway and I was like, what are we doing here? Like, right? And I went this moment and then I went, he aced the test. He's a good driver.
Yes.
I put him in a bubble of protection just because I'm that kind of mom.
Yeah.
And then I sent him off into the world and I felt...
Oh.
So there was a little bit. That was a big one for
me. I have a 7-year-old, and I won't lie. I get mommy panic because, you know, they're just old enough to kind of move away from you. And I watched too much, you know, of the after-school specials when I was a kid. It's just in my head. So I do have these moments of panic, but I do a little spiritual exercise for that. If you want to hear it.
Share it.
Okay.
I think moms and dads of the world,
moms
grandparents,
and dads.
Just bring it on.
Yep. So we have this two things I can do. One, we have this beautiful teacher, the spiritual guide. It's not somebody we worship. I already mentioned Sri Harold Klemp. Sri is just for respect. And this is a person who's kind of been to God realization, and they're here in this world in this time period to help show us how to do it in the most gentle, gentle way. He loves to tell a lot of stories. So there's an outer master who tells us the stories, this outer guide, Sri Harold Klemp. His picture's right here on the brochure. And then this inner guide, which we call the Mahanta. So if you're Christian, you look to Jesus. If you're Buddhist, you look to Buddha. As Ekis, we look to the Mahanta consciousness. And I've had a lot of experiences of protection. Not because someone told me. Yep. Not because someone told me to believe that, but because I have my own personal experiences with protection. But I'm going to give you this, what I do for my daughter. So when I get that panic, I just picture her holding the hands with the Mahanta. And I know she's protected because I have been so protected. And that could work with whatever teacher you look to. Also, Jade brought up the hue. This is like the spiritual vitamin anyone can use.
Let's talk about that because I have experienced it. Please share. And then I'm going to share about my...
Well, no, you please share about your experience.
Oh, okay, great. I can flip it. So can I, Sue, who is an amazing ambassador within your community, invited me to the Golden Temple. And again,
I'm going to the Temple of Ek, in case you wanted to Google it.
Thank you.
The Temple of Ek.
Thank you very, very much.
You bet.
So I showed up at the Golden Temple of Ek, and Sue and everybody that was there welcomed me and said, is it a session or what do you call when a bunch of people come together in the sanctuary and say who?
Oh, and sing hue.
Yeah. Sing
we
it.
Call it a hue
session.
Song. A hue song.
Okay.
Hue chant.
So they have this beautiful sanctuary that we went into right away, and a bunch of people were sitting in the sanctuary and just sing hue. And I sat down, I got grounded, I breathed a little bit, and then I joined in. And I thought the building was going to start to levitate. I really did. Like, right? And it was the different frequencies, it was the different tones, it was the different voices all coming together as a symphony, and it was so simple. And it felt really, really good. And I sat there, and I have to admit, I did a little, like, looking around as a new person because I'd been on property for all of 4 minutes, and then we went in there. But it was such a beautiful way to be welcomed, welcomed to the Golden Temple of Ek and the community. And it just, I just sat there, and I was just, my cup was filled up. It was really cool.
Do you have any experiences besides... that. You said you felt feeling.
Oh, I do. Yeah, but that's private. That goes a little Kelly. Oh, no, okay. It wasn't private. It just started to come in. It was like it was opening up. It was. I left my day of being busy and on the earth plane of just Kelly living a normal day, and then I gave myself that time in that community, and I didn't feel like I was a stranger. I didn't feel like I was a spectator. It was like they welcomed me on the team right away and said, "Here, get on the field, like just play." I'm not a big sports girl, so just that. But that's how it felt. It felt like come, yeah. Sit, enjoy, and it was this big. I don't want to say it was a big hug, but it was just this really safe, sacred space, and everybody was harmonizing together. And I was, and then right when I started to kind of go, okay, what's next? Everyone stopped, and the timing was perfect. It was just this perfect little experience that welcomed me to the Golden Temple of Ak, and I really enjoyed it.
What a beautiful experience.
How is that?
Yes, that's so beautiful.
Everybody's experience is individual, but is that a common? Is what I experienced
the love.
Common? The love.
I mean, they call Hue is an ancient mantra and sound that has a vibration, just like Om or any word. Mm-hmm. And it's been sung throughout the ages by different religions and different paths. But Hue, it really is just divine love, and that's why they call it the sound of soul. So Ek and Kar, one thing that changed my life really was I've always heard, oh, you know, you have a soul. And I'd always be like, what has a soul? Like my fingers have a soul? Right. My brain, what has a soul? That didn't make any sense. But I am soul. Not that I have a soul, that I am this infinite, unlimited spark of God. And I have those qualities. And Hue is like, ignites that. For me, when I sing Hue, it's like just brings me into that space of love. It changes my day. When I first started singing it, I'm like, this is a little, you know, really just this word that can do all that. But really, you know, it changed my dreams. And over time, it's really changed my life because it creates this super, super clear, strong connection over time with that inner guidance. So that I know I'm soul because I have these experiences every day in my dreams. Even my daughter uses Hue. And she's like, Mommy, please tell them about this dream. So may I tell about her dream?
Okay. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Leela.
Is Leela.
Is Leela.
Let's say hello to her.
Hi, Leela.
Yay.
Oh, she's going to love that.
I know.
She is. Because she's had nightmares ever since I can remember. Like pretty much all kids, right? And so, of course, because I found the Hue when I was in my late 30s. So, you know, I want to teach my daughter what works. And my husband's also an Ekis. So anyway, one day in the morning, Mom, I had this dream. Tell me your dream. Well, this big monster came out and I hewed and he shrank.
Oh.
And then he came in a green puddle. I stepped on him. And, you know, to me, that was.
Did you not cry? I would have been just so emotional.
So happy because to me, that is her using her innate power of soul. She's not a victim. Uh-huh. She can change her reality. And she did it with the Hue.
And she did it in dream state.
And she did it, which is so hard for me to remember to do. It's
that's
so
what I'm
hard.
Saying, right?
But it really, and that's what Hue does on the inner in dreams. That's what it does on the in the outer life.
Yeah.
I can create my own world. And for me, it starts with this simple, simple tool. Yeah. So easy.
So, Jade, tell me about Hue and how it is resonates with you. Look at you light up when you even just mention it.
Exactly. It's like turning on the light. It's like tuning in to, again, not just only who I am as soul, but this connection with the creator, tuning into that energy, tuning into that space, and the guidance that comes with it, the protection, the love. Like we were talking about this the other day, the stories are infinite, and there are days where it's moments of this, moments of experiencing divine love because we've taken that time to pause and tune in, and it's that simple. And one of the things that I really love, too, is that Hue can be sung by anyone. You don't have to be a student of Agincourt to CNQ. It's not like, oh yeah, we're going to keep it. No, it is for absolutely everyone.
More the merrier.
Exactly.
There we go.
Exactly. It is for everyone. And, you know, quite often Sree Harold will say it'll enhance your religion. Mm-hmm. It'll enhance that connection. So who doesn't want more of that? Who doesn't want more love? I do. Yeah. I do.
And it's easy, and it's free, and it doesn't, I mean, you can do it anywhere, anytime. I mean, like.
Ooh, and there's an app for that.
There is? Okay.
Oh, yes. There's a free app for that.
Okay, what is it?
It's if you search Agincourt, H-U, on any of your favorite apps, however you get your podcasts and things, it'll come up, and it's beautiful, it's free, it has 20 minutes of thousands and thousands of people singing Hugh. And so I have that on in the morning when I do my spiritual exercise. I have it on in the car when I get frustrated. You know, sometimes I'm in a situation where I don't feel very comfortable. Sometimes I'm watching a TV show. I'm like, ooh. I put the Hugh up in front of it. It's so multi-purpose and creative. There's no right way to do it.
It's a tool in your toolbox.
It's a tool in the toolbox. That's right. We just say it's a non-directed prayer.
Yes.
Like it's not telling anybody what to do. It's more thy will be done.
Okay. Yeah. Let's end segment two with Hugh. Bring us out, you guys.
Okay. Hugh.
Beautiful. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to dive into the world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. We're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing our gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand our journey toward higher consciousness. Our website, edgemagazine.net, receives over 13,000 views each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with the Edge magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and the community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with our diverse community, join our vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere at edgemagazine.net. See you there. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey that leads you to your heart's deepest knowing? Soul Tunings is the key to unlocking your inner wisdom, empowering you to awaken to your soul's purpose. In this powerful series of three remote sessions, you will learn to drop into your heart's knowing and uncover the blueprint of who you truly are, embrace your uniqueness and find your voice separate from fear and doubt, and tune into your inner wisdom regardless of life's challenges. Prepare for greater creativity, freedom, and joy in your life. Licensed professional clinical counselor and founder Emily Fossum is your guide to uncovering your inner wisdom and embracing your uniqueness. Your voice is your power. Through Soul Tunings, you'll discover the art of designing your life and becoming attuned to your authentic self. Embrace your uniqueness and let it shine as your greatest gift to the world. Discover more at soultunings.com. That's SOULTUNINGS.com.
Hey, are you tired of living by other people's rules and expectations? Tune in to Navigating Life's Crossroads, Pathways to Freedom with Leslie Wegleitner. Discover a personal journey of self like no other. Let go of the constant mind chatter and explore how your body can lead you to the life you truly desire. Leslie will show you how to embrace your unique design and confidently navigate daily life, unleashing the joy within you. Don't miss this empowering journey. Join us and start living life on your terms today at LeslieWegleitner.com.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality mushroom products like gummies, tinctures, supplements, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selections at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with mushrooms.
Hey, everybody, we are back. This is Kelly from the Being Curious Show. I am here with Heather and Jade. Marcus, correct? Yes, I'm doing things right today. We are here to talk about the power of grace, a secret of spiritual living, October 20th through 22nd in Minneapolis. But before we jump into this magical event, we in between commercials, Jade was like, I have a little story that I want to share. So please, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, this is a huge time of transition for my family. Before I started working at Ekencar, I was a full-time stay-at-home mom. And I was also self-employed, so we had a lot more freedom and flexibility as far as me being in the house, being with them. And so all the children are in school, and the youngest, he just
started. Wait, hold. How many kids do you have?
We have three.
Okay, say hello to your children.
Hi, babies. I love you.
There we go. Okay, rock on.
So we have three. The youngest just started preschool. And so he's been getting in his routine, and I've been adjusting, you know, being out the house and working and getting in their routine. We're all kind of adjusting. And so the youngest, I come home from work and he's like, Mommy, I'm so happy to see you. I love you. And we're just blissed out for like 30, 45 minutes, just sharing, catching up, talking about our days. And then after about 45 minutes, we've both hit, okay, now we're getting tired.
Yeah.
Now we're getting tired. And he gets cranky and, oh, I'm hungry, I'm tired. And but he doesn't want to go lay down, doesn't want to relax, still wants to be around me. And I found myself like, ooh, okay, how am I going to deal with this? Like, this is new. We haven't had this before. And so I began just singing Q inwardly. And I was like, okay, Mahanta, what do I need to do? Okay, spiritual guide, what do I need to do to help both of us move through this? And so I heard, just take him upstairs. The two of you go lay down. You guys relax. And so we go upstairs, lay down. Sometimes he likes to sing Q too, so I just started singing Q out loud and he joined in. And next thing you know, both of us are knocked out.
Yeah, I was about to say, yep. I'm waiting for that.
Yep, which was beautiful. And so the next morning we get up, we're both getting ready, but we're just happy and dancing and having a good time singing. And I have a moment of reflection, and I'm like, wow, this is really powerful. The end of the day yesterday, both of us were kind of cranky, like, but now we're awake and happy and joyful and full of so much love. And for me, it was just this moment of like, whew, I'm so grateful for the hue. I'm so grateful for the love, because that's what pulled us through that and allowed us to start over from scratch, you know, from fresh the next day. Nobody was like, oh, you did this to me. Oh, you did that. None of that. We were just purely in the moment, pure love.
It's a reset button.
It is.
Me. It really is. Yeah. And I, you know, I notice I don't respond the same way I used to certain things that really used to touch me off. And I've noticed over time that I have more grace. So working on the patience thing, you know, that's a work in progress. But so is everyone else.
I know.
We're all learning. And that's, there's no, you know, no one coming down on me hard about that. And I love that. It's just learning. And I have the tools to do it.
Tools in your toolbox. Mm-hmm. And we all have amazing, powerful toolboxes. Mm-hmm. And it's what do you want to bring out, acknowledge, play with, and sharpen? And it's, this is just another really powerful tool in your toolbox that I just, thank you very much for sharing those stories.
Yeah.
So you have an event coming up.
Yes, we do.
Great.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. And first off, how do people register for it? So now they can just walk in the door.
Yes, they
all
can.
Is welcome. All the way up to the day.
All
up,
are
right?
welcome.
Yes, just welcome. Jump in your car and go.
Yep.
And what's if you want to pre-register, what's the best way to do it?
The best way to do that is go to ECKseminars.org, and you can register there. You can find out a little bit more about the event, what's happening, where it is, how to navigate. But even if you just show up, there'll be plenty of people to help you, plenty of signs. You'll know exactly where to go.
Beautiful. Yeah. So you mentioned there were some Thursday night activities.
Yes.
At the Golden Temple of Ek.
Yes.
Okay.
The Temple of Ek.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're
here to support you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about, let's go through the weekend. Tell me about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah. Friday, one of the things that I love was a workshop on soul travel.
Okay, so anybody that might be listening that does not know about soul travel, let's talk to them about it. Share, please.
And the most simplest way for me to express that is a change in consciousness, a change in awareness. So it could be I change my mind about something, I change how I feel about something, or I have a full experience in the dream where something is so alive, so real. It's the whole spectrum of that. Mm-hmm. And it's really about a change in awareness and being able to accept more love and receive more love.
I can give a short example of a soul travel experience. Yes. You know, sometime my husband and I were talking about this. What is soul travel? You know, I'm 14 years in and I'm still asking that question. But it's like you fall asleep every night. Yeah, you dream. That's a soul travel experience. Just recently, my father, he got remarried, and his wife had passed away. His former wife had passed away. And the morning of the wedding, I woke up from a dream. And in this dream, his former wife came, and I said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And the dream was very, very clear, very, very bright, almost more real than how I'm looking at you now. I'm like, "What are you doing here?" And she says, "Well, I came for the wedding." I'm like, "Doesn't that bother you?" "No." And I woke up and I ran and I told my dad, who's not an Ekis, by the way. He's more of he's curious. Mm-hmm. He's more, you know, agnostic, but he's open. And I told him about the dream and I could just see how much that meant to him.
Oh, gosh, yes. Imagine. Think about it.
Right? Mm-hmm. I just felt I got to be a little vehicle, and I got to see her, which was kind of cool. You know, those experiences become really common, just very everyday, mm-hmm. and they just make life so much more interesting, really.
Okay, so that's like one of the seminars. That's like one of the things. Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing, right? Yep. You can fill a day with that.
Dreams and soul travel.
Dreams and soul travel, yep. Yes.
Okay, so then what's next?
So the other thing is on Saturday, and this is more about have you had a spiritual experience? So talking about dreams, deja vu, past lives, karma, reincarnation, the whole spectrum, just talking about spiritual things that matter to you. And both of those are at 10 a.m. So Friday at 10 a.m. and Saturday at 10 a.m.
And these are at the Minneapolis Convention Center, correct?
Yep, correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, so Friday, 9 to 5, correct?
So let's see.
Oh, Friday. Gosh, no, you're going all day. It's I was going to say 9 to 5. Yes. Okay, choose your adventure. Like, yes. There's a lot. So, what else is going on? What else is going on Friday?
So Friday and Saturday, we have roundtables or spiritual discussions.
I love that, spiritual discussions.
Yes, and those are kind of scattered throughout the day. I believe we have them in the morning, early afternoon, and then in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And I have a few of the topics if you'd like to
hear
them.
Beautiful. I'd love to hear them.
Okay, so what is your recipe for graceful living? Mm. Because that is our theme, graceful living. Handling conflict with love and grace.
Oh, yes. Gosh, we yes, need please. That now. Yes, please. Yes, please.
How can a mistake benefit you spiritually? Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. And a key to mastership, the secret of service.
Those are big topics.
They are.
Like, right? And they're very universal.
Very.
Right?
Very. Well, and they're made to be that way. So people from different paths, different cultures, I mean, we all share. We're all soul. And we all have experiences as soul. But not everybody knows what they mean. What was it about? Just like Jade was saying, how she grew up and put it in the bank. Well, here's a place you can take it out of the bank, and other people are going to understand. It's a very safe place to share those experiences.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So is there a lot going on and in the space that you've rented for the convention? Do you have the whole convention center, or do you have...
Not the whole thing. Quite a bit of it.
That's a lot.
And, of course, we cannot leave out, you know, the keynote speakers, of course.
I was about
Sri Harold Klemp.
Okay, tell us about him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, he has...
And when is he speaking? It's on Saturday, 7 o'clock?
Yep, that's correct.
Beautiful. Okay.
And, again, open to all... it's an experience, I will say this. He loves to tell stories. I mean, this is one thing I love about Eckankar is it's stories, true stories, what other people have lived. And that is basically Sri Harold will come up on stage and he generally tells our stories. And that is how, it's such a gentle way to learn. And wow, the love is, it's like nothing I've ever felt. And I've taken other people who aren't Ekis to it, and they really enjoy just listening to his stories. And he's also got a very funny, dry sense of humor, which I quite enjoy. But yeah, so Sri Harold, what else could we say about Sri Harold? Oh my gosh.
There's so many things.
He's just an award-winning author, speaker. Yes. He's been doing this for 40 years. Yeah. But the humility, you know, is just, and that's what he is, an example. Yeah. So the outer teacher writes these hundreds of books and does this talk every year. This is an annual event. So if you miss
how many years has this been going on?
How many years is this going on?
Since before our time.
Okay. So a long time.
He used to travel all over the world.
Yes, he did.
But now he just gives the talks at this seminar. And it's also online. So if you miss the in-person event, we've got an online event where you can catch all of the main programs because there's tons of beautiful creative arts. The stories will blow your mind. I just love the stories. So it's not one person speaking all the time. It's all of us, all of our stories. It's very inclusive in that way.
And if you can't come for the whole weekend, people are invited just to show up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And experience whatever they can experience.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Or catch the online event after. Mm-hmm. And it is complimentary to guests. So if you're new to Ekinkar, you can just come on in and, you know, get your little tag. And like you said, pick your own adventure.
Pick your own adventure.
Yes, I love it.
That's more fun. And then Sunday at 9:30, you're starting off with a Hugh song.
Yes.
And that's a half hour.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, somebody will lead the Hugh and they usually read a quote to kind of spiritualize the consciousness. Okay. And the Hugh will last about 20 minutes. And there's always like a little silent contemplation. But singing Hugh with a large group is an experience.
Oh, gosh, yes.
As you know.
Oh, hey, it was absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
And then, so on Sunday, is that all that's happening? Is just from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, and then people are invited to go back
to the temple.
Yes.
The temple of Ek. I love the contemplation trails. If you're a nature lover, you just can't miss it. This time of the year is so beautiful.
It is really beautiful.
And there's miles and miles of them, and then there's beautiful universal quotes about dreams, soul travel, divine love, soul, knowing yourself as soul. So that's why we call them contemplation trails.
Well, and anybody in Minneapolis, you know that the trees are turning. So it's like this is the weekend of coming in and getting into nature and seeing curious people from all over the world. How many people do you think will be attending this event? Like what were the numbers last year? And I know we're coming out of COVID, so people are starting to come back and our numbers are growing, but what do you expect?
It's been in the thousands.
Thousands.
We have people from Africa.
Hey, that's thousands, everybody. People fly in from Africa. Like, where are
all
countries?
All over the world.
All over the world.
120 countries.
Yes,
120 countries. Yeah.
All over the world.
That's just amazing,
it's
you guys.
It's real cool.
It is.
So if you we're in Chanhassen. Sorry, I started going into like 10 different directions. Like this room is so full and it's just amazing. The love here today is just it's amazing. So I guess I want to invite people to, if you can get down to Minneapolis and you can get to the convention center, please do. But if that's not something that you can do, you can catch everything online.
Yeah.
Seriously, go explore. The doors are open. Go explore the Golden Temple of Ek in Chanhassen, especially during this weekend where you have beautiful ambassadors from all over the world coming together to celebrate this beautiful event October 20th through 22nd. And be curious. I mean, you will be welcomed. Like the minute you pull in, you will be welcomed by this beautiful face of whomever, again, an ambassador of the community, and just bring you in and make you comfortable.
That's right. I mean, respecting, you know, like you talked about sacred space, spiritual freedom is just the heart of Ekinkar.
Yeah.
So there's no pulling. Your beliefs are your beliefs. We are not here to change your beliefs. And that I also, that's so important to me.
Yeah,
that's spiritual freedom. So that's a come as you are. And without any conditions, any expectations.
Yeah. Heather, Jade, thank you so much for being here today. October 20th through 20th. Be curious, you guys.
Yeah.
Seriously. And then, again, what's the website that people can
Ekinkar.org is going to be the easiest. And you can also catch the podcast, the Ekinkar Soul Adventure Podcast, from there as well.
Oh my goodness.
If you love stories, we've got some good ones.
Fantastic. Okay. And maybe I could be on your show sometime. That could be kind of fun. We can kind of like have a little bit of ooh, ooh.
I'd love to hear your stories.
It would be, yes. It's a good time. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Kelly from the Being Curious, Brian's joining us here, there, and everywhere. It's been an honor, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Have a great one. We'll see you next time.